Hello, it's Jacqueline. Always my privilege to share empowering moments with each and every one of you across this planet, reminding you of who you are and what you desire. Permission granted. Happy New Year. I can only imagine that all 7.5+ billion people on this planet alone are very much anticipating the new year. And remember, the way to get there from here is not to notice all that's not, the void, the lack. You know how much I love my stars, who doesn't? That we look up in the sky and we don't notice all the black and the dark night sky. Rather, we look for, or I look for, the golden stars, the shimmery sparkles in the sky, the shooting stars. Now, do I look for the void that's out there? No. Does the darkness help to illuminate the stars just a bit more? I would say yes. Which one are you looking forward to most this coming year? Remember, you cannot get what you want in this upcoming year and all the years of your life and unto eternity, noticing all the voids, noticing all the distractions, noticing all that was and wasn't, and all that you don't want and don't like and will no longer tolerate. You can utilize the void. You can utilize the contrast, the unprecedented year, as it has been called over and over again, to decide and get even clearer upon who it is you are and what you want. And we're always growing or we're shrinking. And knowing if you're hearing my voice and you're part of our world, you are up for which one? Growing, expansion. That's why you came here. You didn't come here to expand because life was going to be extremely perfect. It would be way too boring for any of you. What you came here for was also not for it to be extremely hard, because that is not why you came here. You're smarter than that. You're much more elevated than that. Nothing about your victory, nothing about your worthiness needs to be claimed upon what you did today or what you didn't do today. What your worthiness is already decided. It was decided well in advance, and now we get to get on with this. But how do we move forward? How do you move forward even better where you decide in advance that this upcoming year is going to be one of the best years of your life right here, right now? Well, how do you do that? You have to start to look for even more of your desires. You have to start to allow for and speak for and think of and imagine more of the way you do want it versus all the ways you don't want it. We've all been so immersed in all that we don't want, right? From the visible signs of the mask to the social distancing, that if I can share with you one thing that I've shared with many of you in the past, as I influence my thought, I influence my life. If this year hasn't taught you anything but the fact of how influential you truly are, whether you've been in quarantine, whether you've been isolated, that you are the most influential person you're going to be with all day, all night, all year long, and unto eternity. Are you uplifting? Are you empowering? Are you bringing yourself higher? Are you allowing for expansion? Or do you keep getting out in front of you? Do you keep self-sabotaging? Do you keep fighting for and arguing for your limitations? Do you keep getting distracted? If I could coach you on one thing for this upcoming year, it'd be this, that I'd like you to practice and let go of any New Year's resolutions, but you'd practice this one coaching. And that would be that I am committed now more than ever to be so clear about the influential thoughts that I allow for, that I'm going to allow for my thoughts to influence what I do want, my wanted desires versus my unwanted distractions. This year, I am committed now more than ever to be focused upon and allowing for my wanted desires rather than my unwanted distractions. And here's what I want you to remind each and everybody in your own world, privately, most importantly, you. Empowerment is what? The power to control your world, not another's, and nor does anyone get to control your world unless you give them permission. And I'd like you to wise up to that. Get mindful. It's not necessary. Whether that's the news, the social media, or anyone else in your sphere of influence, you get to decide what thoughts. Is this a wanted desire? Does it feel good? Do I want more of it? If so, sign up and say yes again and again. If it doesn't, then get clear upon what it is you do want. Remember, it's okay to notice what you don't want. It's not okay to linger there or stay there. When you know what you do want, you always get it. And if all we did was starry-eyed anticipation, wide-eyed, that sense of knowing right here, right now, before the new year even gets here, that we say yes to what it is we do desire, we look for it, we allow for it, we invite it in, and when it shows up, we say, wow, and we show appreciation to self first and whoever else is in our sphere of influence, guess what you've just done? You've lined up with abundance. Remember, abundance has nothing to do with what you do today. Abundance is, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? It's an emotional journey, not just an action journey. When you are in alignment, what happens? You feel good. So if this upcoming year, you practice wanted desires, well, can you imagine how good you might feel? Would you be in alignment? You better believe it. And from alignment, all answers come. Abundance flows. This life becomes even better than you can imagine. You transcend logic. You transcend practicality. You transcend statistics. And you show up as the person you intended to be. And not that you haven't been. But we're going to look for the stars. We're going to look for the light versus the darkness versus the void. We're going to speak for that, think of that, and most importantly, between you and you. Being again, you are that most influential person. Wanted desires feel good. Wanted desires compel you. Wanted desires keep you up late and wake you up early from a sense of anticipation, a sense of appreciation. Wanted desires look for all that is versus all that isn't. Wanted desires know that the secret to having those manifest is that you know that they already are here and available. That all the components of your life that you desire, all of those components are ready and willing to play with you, are ready to orchestrate on your behalf. It's a matter of, are you inviting them in? Are you so focused upon taking a stand for all of your limitations that you've put your desires at bay? Remember what distractions are. It's anything and anyone outside of you. And I mean that with all due respect, that you first have to be in alignment with self, and then you move through this day. Empowerment, the power to control your world, it's not conditional. It doesn't mean I'll control my world so long as the government gets their act together. I'll control my world so long as the vaccine really works. I'll control my world so long as it's sunny today. No, empowerment says the power to control my world, and I have access to that control, vibrational control. I have access to what I'm thinking. Do my thoughts serve me? I have access to the way I'm feeling. Does this emotion serve me? It's yes or no. And the cleaner we can get with that, then we drown out all the reverb. We drown out the void of all that isn't, and we allow for all that is. And I can promise you this, and you can borrow my belief, that there's so much abundance circulating right here, right now. There's so much good flowing. There's only good flowing. Either you're including yourself in the lineup or you're taking yourself out. It's really that clean and simple. You would say, well, now, Jacqueline, why would I ever take myself out? Because you're justified. You think it's practical. You maybe heard enough of it long enough, and so you've started to become at the effect of. But that's not truly who you are. Who are you? I am powerful. I am empowered. I am aligned. And when you remember that, then you know that you are the orchestrator of your world combined with your faith, of course, and the universal laws. Why wouldn't you access those? That the invisible truly does create the visible. Think about COVID alone. How many of us has really seen the little COVID bacteria running about town? Not really, right? Invisible, the invisible terrorists, as they've called it. Well, guess what? We can turn the invisible of your thoughts, which are your powerful thoughts. When I speak of thoughts, I'm looking for empowering thoughts into the visible reality of your world. So how do you want this year to go? Favorably, powerfully, abundantly, better than you can imagine. Something that you're so excited for, that you see your dreams manifesting, and you see it from an exponential viewpoint, a higher level of perspective. If this year also has taught us anything, it's that we have all become more, we've become better. Certainly heartache and sending love to all the families and those who have gone to heaven through this pandemic. And also knowing that all of us have the opportunity right here, right now to become even more. You're here. What are you doing with it? Today is a day of your life. Are you noticing all that is? Are you noticing, most importantly, all who you already are? Not one more thing needs to happen for you to go and create the life of your dreams. Not one more thing that needs to happen for you to continue that love affair, continue building that career, that dream job, that schooling, whatever it is that you want, to take care of your body, to take care of your mind, body, and spirit. It's available for you right now. And all you have to do, or really all you get to do, is say yes. It's everything permission granted's all about. You could fight and argue for your limitations and join the majority. Or you could be one of the few who we so are looking forward to, who step up and stand up and show up as that 1% that says, I am, I desire, therefore, I will. And that is a life worth living. That's that Stardust lifestyle that says it's not one day. So again, instead of New Year's resolutions, and of course, if you want to do them, that's your prerogative. I'm not here ever to tell you what to do. Certainly, I don't want to be told what to do. Again, empowerment, the power for you to tell you who you are and what to do. And from that perspective, if all you did again, starting now unto eternity, is decided that nothing's more important than your alignment, then you feel good, that you're going to give attention and intention to all that you do desire versus the distractions, watch out. Anticipate something great is about to happen, not just this year, but unto eternity. Happy New Year. Permission granted.